Proverbs for the day, November the 11th, Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. What a statement, huh? Excuse me. What a picture. The picture is a swine, a pig, a sow. You know, the world's phrases often come out of the Bible. Okay? The picture is a woman, and he says specifically gender here, a woman, and yet she has what the world would call beauty or fairness, and she has a piggish personality. And it says here, as a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. In other words, her beauty is like the jewel of gold, but her personhood is like the swine. That's a strong statement, ain't it? And yet, let's be honest, this is a phenomena of the world that we live in on planet Earth. Let's look at three things. Beauty is skin deep. It says fair, okay? A grandmother used to say to her son, grandson, beauty is skin deep. And his reply was, that may be true, grandmother, but ugly's to the bone. Isn't that just like the world? Isn't it just like the world? You know, beauty is one of those things that's easily marred and fades if it's just a physical confirmation, if it's just a physical appearance. And you know, even then, how some people appear today, it might just be that they took and stretched that skin a little bit and pulled some of it back, and so it's not even the real person. And the big appeal today is about appearance, 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 appearance. You see, a woman without discretion is base. A woman that is constantly being contentious, that has to be appeased all the time. You know, he said, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Your Bible, your King James Bible, you couldn't possibly ever get tired of this book. And it'll never wear out. I don't know how many times you've read it through. I've read it through multiple times. And I've lost track of it. But here's what your Bible says. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. That's Genesis chapter 6 and verse 2. It goes on to tell you in Genesis chapter 12, verse 11, it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Okay? When you get in your Bible, we find that Sarai means contentious. So she might have been fair to look upon, but there was part of her life that was contentious before she got herself settled down with God. Contentious to the point that she helped Abraham start a race of people, a generation of people that would be a pain in the neck for the rest of their days. Rachel was fair to look upon. Now, it's not just female beauty. It says about Moses, he was a fair child, and David was fair and of a ruddy complexion. Here's the point. Beauty is skin deep. Secondly, for the sake of time, pretty is as pretty does. You say, that's an old, worn-out statement. It might be. But when you're old and worn out, ma'am, better that you be pretty is as pretty does. Beauty really does start within. When you get to Proverbs 31, it starts with a woman that feareth the Lord. Notice it says what she lacks. She lacks discretion. She lacks discretion. Now, that's a very, very important thing. You know, to be discreet as a female would be for you to choose the right way to speak to your husband, the right way to try to get things accomplished. If you're not careful, you somehow justify that Martha thing that it doesn't matter what attitude you have as long as it gets done. Somebody's got to be the one that gets it done. When Pharaoh and them needed to get rescued after the interpretation of the dream, he said, Therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. In other words, using the right thing, the right approach. And so we don't find it amazing that in Titus chapter 2, he says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. You take a 40-year-old, 50, 60-year-old woman, her behavior ought to be holy. It ought to not be a false accuser. It ought to not be given to much wine, an indulger of anything extra. Teachers of good things, that they may teach young women to be sober, ready, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet. The manner in which a woman gets things done is discretion. Now, that's strong, I know. And you fellas, look in the mirror before you start, you know, giving a lecture. But it's prudence of knowledge to be discreet. It's under control to be discreet. You say, well, does that mean being a prude? Well, it says prudence. That's where the word prude comes from. Look at it, P-R-U-D-E. A woman that is discreet in God's eyes might appear to be a little bit prudish. Just a little bit conservative. Just a little bit under control. The idea isn't to get what you want done, sister. The idea is to use discretion. And if the outcome isn't what you want, to accept it. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we'll move on. We're almost out of time. Somebody's happy about that. Number three. All right. Beauty is skin deep. Pretty is as pretty does, and better to want something you don't have than to have something you don't want. Now we're going to talk to the fellas a little bit, and listen in, girls. Fellas, think twice. Think three times. Think, 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 think. Get the picture. What is the jewel? The jewel is beauty. What is the swine? It's behavior. Now, girls, listen up. The world is wrong. Television, cable, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what it's called today. I don't bother watching it. But it's wrong. The picture of someone who, of the woman who gets it done and blah, 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 that is wrong. Now, look, I've already taught you about guiding and keeping the house and stuff and encouraged you. But you better beware, girls. The world is wrong. The power to do something is not always accompanied by the right to do it. And beware, boys. Let me tell you something. You'd be better off to want something you don't have than to have something you don't want. You'd be better off to make sure that you don't think you're getting something special because you got your eyes focused on that jewel of gold, but it's in a swine snout. Now, I hope that tomorrow you'll listen in spite of this day's subject. I didn't write this verse, but it was in the course of events for the year. But let's think about it. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. There's a worldly woman. There's a godly woman. There's a worldly woman. Now listen, saved. You can be saved and be carnal. You can be saved and be like this picture in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22. So, girls, older women, middle-aged, just slow down today and ask yourself where you're at with this. Fellas, you better decide to get your act together and make the right choices, because this is a true proverb and it's loaded. May God bless you. Bye.